KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, let's take a look at high school volleyball play from last night. First, in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament volleyball action, it was Audubon downing Riverside 3-1. Tri-Center, a 3-game sweep over Audubon. IKM Manning defeating AHSTW 3-1. Trainer over Missouri Valley 3-0. And it was Underwood outlasting Logan Magnolia 3-2 in tourney play last night. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament, it was Nottoway Valley over East Union 3-0. Lennox beating Wayne in 3 straight. Southwest Valley topping Lennox 3 in a row. Also, it was Southeast Warren over Bedford 3-1, and Bedford over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1 last night. Well, the weekly high school football polls out yesterday afternoon. First, the Associated Press football poll. It looks like this, and at the top in Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley number 1, Cedar Falls and Ankeny Centennial the top 3. Cedar Rapids Xavier is ranked number 1 in 3A, with Lewis Central rated number 2 and Solon number 3. In Class 2A, PCM, Boyd and Hall, Rock Valley and Algona are the top 3. Greene County is in at number 9 this week, while Kemper Catholic is tied with Southeast Valley for 10th in that poll. In Class 1A, Dyke, New Hartford, Van Meter and South Central Calhoun are the top 3. In Class A, Hudson is number 1 with AHSTW at number 2 and Algona Garrigan rated number 3 this week. In 8-man, Arweva is top rated with Northwood Kensett and Iowa Valley 2 and 3. Fremont Mills in at 7. Exira EHK rated 9th in this week's AP poll. In the Radio Iowa poll this week, Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley, Cedar Falls, and Ankeny Centennial, the top 3. In Class 3A, Lewis Central rated number 1 with Cedar Rapids Xavier and Solon ranked 2nd and 3rd. In Class 2A, PCM, Boyd and Hall, Rock Valley, and Waukon are the top 3 with Greene County at number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Van Meter, Dyke, New Hartford, and South Central Calhoun are the top 3. In Class A, Hudson, Algona, Garrigan, and AHSTW are 1, 2, and 3. And in 8-man, it's Iowa Valley, Northwood, Kensett, and Arweva, the top 3 rated teams in the poll this week. University of Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson and freshman defensive back Riley Moss have been recognized by the Big Ten Conference following Iowa's 48-31 win at Minnesota. Nelson was named Defensive Player of the Week, while Moss was named Freshman of the Week. That announcement was made Monday by the Big Ten office. The honor marks the second time Nelson has been recognized by the Big Ten, while Moss earns his first conference recognition. Nelson was named Freshman of the Week for his play in a 2016 win over Miami of Ohio. Nelson matched his career high with 3 sacks at Minnesota, all in the first half. The graduate of Waukee High School recorded 4 solo tackles and 1 assist in the contest. The Hawkeyes recorded 5 total sacks and held Minnesota to 86 net rushing yards. Nelson leads the Big Ten with 5 sacks and has 18 tackles through 5 games. He also collected 3 sacks against Miami of Ohio as a redshirt freshman. Moss joined the Hawkeye program as a walk-on from Centennial High School in Ankeny and played primarily on special teams in Iowa's first 4 games. Moss started for the first time at Minnesota and responded with 4 solo tackles, 1 assist, to go with 2 interceptions. Moss collected his first career theft in the end zone late in the second period. His second interception and 36-yard return led to a Hawkeye field goal and a 41-24 advantage in the fourth quarter. Nelson is the second Hawkeye to earn Defensive Player of the Week honors this season, as sophomore defensive end A.J. Epinesa was the co-recipient following Iowa's win over Iowa State. Moss is Iowa's first Freshman of the Week this season. The Hawkeyes will travel to Indiana Saturday in a game we'll have for you here on KJAN. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Iowa State true freshman quarterback Brock Purdy earned a number of national awards after his impressive performance in Iowa State's 48-42 win over number 25 Oklahoma State in Stillwater on Saturday. He was named CBS Sports National Freshman of the Week, Big 12 Newcomer of the Week, a Star of the Week by the Manning Award, and tabbed a Davey O'Brien Award Great 8 Performer. Seeing his first significant amount of snaps, Purdy responded with an incredible debut, tallying 402 yards of total offense on his way to the 8th best single-game total offensive effort in school history, as he completed 18 of his 23 passes for 318 yards and also rushed for 84. A native of Gilbert, Arizona, Purdy accounted for 5 touchdowns in the game, 4 by pass, 1 on the ground. His 4 passing TDs ties for the 3rd best single-game total in Iowa State history, and all of them were strikes of 20 yards or longer. Purdy's 29-yard touchdown run is the longest of the season by a Cyclone, and his 60-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter is the longest play from scrimmage by ISU this season. Purdy entered the game after the first series with the Cyclones trailing 7-0. His poise and performance helped the Cyclones claim their 3rd straight win over a ranked team on the road. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says a final decision on who will start at quarterback against sixth-ranked West Virginia will be made later this week. Freshman Brock Purdy got his first extensive action and was pretty good against Oklahoma State. Kyle Kemp could also be available. He injured a knee in a season-opening loss at Iowa.
You know, we're kind of waiting to see where Kyle's at. Kyle was able to practice a little bit on Sunday, and kind of find out where he is and then make a decision here as the week goes on.
Campbell says a decision will be made after they get a chance to watch Kemp practice.
If Kyle wouldn't be ready to go, you would see Brock start. If he would, then I think we'd have to make the best decision going forward. So, you know, I think it's a little bit unsettled right now, a lot of it due to Kyle's health.
New NCAA rules would allow Purdy to play in four games and still be a freshman next season. Campbell says he expects him to eclipse that number.
With how Brock has played and certainly what he showed in last week's football game is he can help our football team win. And, you know, we've talked about this before. We want to put the best team out we possibly can. And if that's what allows us to be really successful, then, you know, we'll certainly play the best players.
Iowa State junior safety Braxton Lewis was named Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week after his performance in the Cyclones' win over number 25 Oklahoma State Saturday. A native of Overland Park, Kansas, Lewis was a key player in Iowa State's effort on defense, leading the team in tackles with seven and picking off a key fourth quarter pass. Lewis also had a tackle for loss to help the Cyclones establish a new school record for stops behind the line of scrimmage with 16. Lewis leads the Big 12 and ranks fourth nationally in interceptions per game. He's picked off a pass in three straight games, tying for the fifth best streak in school history. In the NFL last night, Drew Brees broke another NFL record while leading the New Orleans Saints to a 43-19 rout of the Washington Redskins. The 39-year-old Brees eclipsed Peyton Manning's previous career record of 71,940 yards with a 62-yard touchdown pass to rookie Tre'Quan Smith. He also threw for two other scores, leaving him with 499 TD passes in his career. Brees threw just three incomplete passes in the Saints' fourth straight win, going 26 of 29 for 363 yards. Well, Brock Holt made Major League Baseball playoff history while helping the Red Sox blow out the Yankees to take a 2-1 lead in the American League Division Series yesterday. The Red Sox infielder became the first player to hit for the cycle in a postseason game, going 4-for-6 with 5 RBIs and 3 runs scored in a 16-1 laugher in the Bronx. Holt completed the feat by belting a 2-run homer in the ninth off of catcher Austin Romine, who was asked to get the last 3 outs. Holt also hit a 2-run triple, and Andrew Benintendi laced a 3-run double, while the Red Sox scored 7 times in the fourth to chase loser Luis Severino and take a 10-0 lead. The Red Sox will try to wrap up the series Tuesday in New York. Rick Porcello scheduled to start today for Boston against CC Sabathia. The Houston Astros will be well-rested when they begin the American League Championship Series. The Astros completed a 3-game sweep of the division series by scoring 10 times over the last 3 innings in an 11-3 thrashing of the Indians in Cleveland yesterday. Houston now awaits the winner of that Red Sox-Yankees series. And the LA Dodgers have knocked out the Atlanta Braves in a 4-game National League Division Series. Manny Machado crushed a 3-run homer and had 4 RBIs as the Dodgers downed the Braves 6-2 yesterday in Atlanta. Atlanta's dropped 9 straight playoff appearances since beating the Astros in the 2001 National League Division Series. The Dodgers now move on to the NLCS, where they'll face off against Milwaukee. And with the top 9 scorers returning, the Iowa basketball team is looking for a bounce-back year. The Hawkeyes are coming off a 14-19 record a year ago that snapped a string of 7 postseason tournament trips, and Coach Fran McCaffrey has placed more emphasis on defense.
I've always been an offensive coach. As always, we're going to put points on the board. We're going to run. We're going to attack. And essentially, we're going to outscore you. We really have spent a lot more time talking about defense and defensive drills and emphasizing defense and trying to hold them accountable.
The Hawkeyes ranked last in the Big Ten in defense a year ago, giving up 83 points a game. McCaffrey says all aspects of the program were evaluated, beginning with himself. And instead of forgetting about last season, McCaffrey has asked his team to take ownership of it.
Every day we've got to be better. We can't have complacency for any possessions on either side of the ball on a daily basis. And that's a mindset that has to be developed. It wasn't there last year, and it's got to be there this year.
Sophomore center Luca Garza has not returned to practice yet. He underwent surgery last month to remove a benign cyst in his abdomen.
Luca just started running, so that's been a big step for him. He was excited about that. But he's in a really good place mentally, I think.
The Hawkeyes open up the season November 8th against Missouri, Kansas City. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.